the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
What are the worst house guests you've ever had, and what did they do? 1-800-947-3979. Call or text Free Beer, Hot Wings, Joe, Steve, and Kelly. Let's start. We could do this list. Who's the worst house guest on the show? Like, if we're all coming to your house, who's most likely to be a problem?
Well, since he's not in the room right now,
yeah, Joe for sure. Joe.
Well, I would say Joe too, because he's been to my house quite a bit. And the last time he was there, immediately after getting my carpets cleaned, he spilled granola down my entire staircase. Mm-hmm. And prior to doing that, I had had him over while the construction was still going on in my house, and he cracked a tile in my bathroom.
Okay.
He's most likely to bring his dog and surprise you with it.
Well, that's true. That's
probably true.
Yeah.
Joe, we were just talking about bad house guests. You were out of the room going potty or whatever, and
yes, I was.
I said, who on the show is the worst house guest if you had everybody else coming over, and who would you pick?
Oh, that's a tough choice.
Would it help to know what everybody else picked so you had an idea?
I mean, I assume it's me.
Yeah.
Even though that is so unfair, I feel like I'm a fun, good house guest. And I don't leave interiors of cars in, you know, anyone's garage if I have to be staying with them.
That's never happened.
Things like that.
Very specific
that is
example.
Never happened.
Granola and carpet.
I don't know. I guess I've lived with Hot Wings.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess I've spent the most time with Steve. We get it on each other's nerves, so I guess it'd have to be Steve, because we've roomed together.
We have been bunkmates a time or two.
Yeah. I mean, for the record, I wouldn't worry about any of you doing anything out of the ordinary.
Sounds like it.
No, not now. Maybe 15 years ago, from the stories Joe has told about himself at different parties and things like that.
Yeah.
But current day.
Yeah, I wasn't living there.
No.
Probably Rachel, though, too, behind the glass. Miss producer Rachel bringing her lizards and crickets.
Oh, that's true.
Over.
Well,
yeah,
that's different.
And two boyfriends. You got to explain that to people.
She would never be a house guest because of that.
Yeah.
So,
right.
But what if it was just me coming over and I didn't bring my boyfriends?
Are you going to talk about your lizard?
Yeah.
No.
You're not going to bring the lizard.
Oh, is he going to be sitting on your shoulder?
Oh, gross.
Maybe.
Is there a less interesting person than a person who goes somewhere with a lizard on them?
I think that's such a.
Just call me boring.
Have you done that?
No, because I don't have my own lizard.
That's the only thing that's kept you from doing that.
Yeah.
Oh, then maybe I did. But this text comes in, and it's a good point. Joe was a house guest and ended up inviting himself to a shower after going number two in his pants and taking that shower over the kids' toys.
Oh,
in the bathtub.
Yeah, that's true.
And the people that owned the home had to be confused by what's going on. That is a valid, like, that's not in the win column for you. But you were a house guest of theirs.
I didn't really even think of that as being a house guest.
Yeah, that's like a guest at their house temporarily. Yeah, it's not a house guest.
It's a guest at their house.
So many of the same words.
I feel like a house guest is somebody, like, you have to stay the night there.
That's what I was thinking.
I don't know. I would say if somebody... by the time someone's showering, I think they've crossed over into house guests.
Well, I mean, I guess. Well, but like when everybody was over at my house over the weekend, like Kelly was a guest at my house, but not a house guest.
Yeah, what are you, 1,000 years old? When kids come over to play with your kids in the front yard, are you like, welcome, house guests?
Okay.
Yeah, you have to utilize a spare bedroom or a couch.
But
yeah, I'm nodding my head up and down, but I don't agree.
That being said, let's just go with it. If we don't agree with what a house guest technically is,
let's just assume it's someone coming to your house for any amount of time after being invited.
Okay. All right.
In that case, I would say I was a really good house guest. I cleaned up after myself in a very thorough way.
Yeah, no, you've stayed the night at my house even when I've been out of town. Like when Rachel and Joe do stuff in Grand Rapids.
Did feces make their way to any part of your carpeting or hardwoods?
No, they haven't.
Nope.
Uh-uh.
I always clean up.
Always been good. So, yeah, you do always clean up. You're a fun house guest. Even stayed the night with Stuart and I one time because we were all hanging out and we had to work the next morning. And I was,
yeah.
You had your CPAP machine and everything.
I know. I think about doing that often.
What is the worst thing you've had a house guest do? I'll start you off with this, because a listener wrote and said that while their mother-in-law was staying with them, she painted the kitchen red while she was at work.
It's super messed up.
Because
wow, that is the worst house guest. Changing your home.
And then said, well, I didn't like the color of your kitchen.
I'd be so pissed.
I'd sweep the leg, man. That's it. Take her out.
I might have to call the police to get there before I murdered that person.
I would be pissed.
Like, you're going to have to come get this person.
Mm-hmm. Didn't somebody paint your walls red?
No, they painted his carpet beige.
Throwing a gallon of paint down the steps?
No, my mother-in-law, trying to be helpful, was taking a gallon of paint, my former mother-in-law, down the stairs to put back in the storage room and couldn't get the top on all the way. So she was going to just pretend it was on so the paint would dry out, which means you might as well just throw it in the trash can.
Yeah, I mean, you just push it on.
Slipped while going down the stairs and did a,
like a
Pete Townsend windmill swing of the paint and threw it all over the wall and the carpet and everything else.
What I did,
You don't have to still be nice about that.
Mm-mm.
No, you don't.
No.
You didn't have to be nice about that when that happened.
It's funny because this is the first time I have felt bad, because I don't even think that I pictured her falling down the stairs. I hate when old people fall or have incidents that I know.
We get great TV commercials out of it.
That's true. Yeah. That is true.
Yeah. It wasn't a full fall. It was heels slipped off the front of the stair, fall down on your butt. Everybody's fine. Paint, windmills.
I've never really had somebody trash my place. Like, probably in college. I don't think that really counts, because in college you have low expectations of your college friend's house guests.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
But last summer, when COVID was still like a huge thing, people weren't flying. I had a former coworker and her boyfriend driving from Atlanta, and they were going all the way to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. That is a long drive.
Yeah.
So Grand Rapids was a great stopping point for them. And I said, you're welcome to stay the night.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't do anything to my house. They didn't really even leave a mess. But I'm telling you, from the moment they stepped into my house until the moment they left, they did not stop talking. And not once was it, how are you? What have you been up to? What's your favorite place in Grand
Rapids?
It's all it was just a therapy session. And I was like, all right, we're going to take them on a hike. We're going to go on a hike. We'll be in nature. Maybe they'll just stop talking.
Mm-hmm. Then they don't become a house guest.
2 mile hike. Mm-hmm. Just talked the whole time. And I'm like, I just can't. Please just shut up. Please just stop talking. For like 20 minutes, just please stop talking.
That's pretty
bad. I came into work the next morning and I was like, guys, I need silence. I need silence so badly. Yeah.
So I'm here at my job on a talk show.
That's
bad news. It was pretty much therapy too.
Oh, man.
That's right. One of the days I was yelling in the hour before the show, ranting, losing my mind.
A rough time.
It was a rough time.
As an adult, I don't think I've had a bad house guest, but I mean, if we're going to go back to like first apartment days, then everybody and I I've done some things at parties where it's like destructive and disgusting sometimes, but it got given to me. Like, that is a totally, in that world, it was, I mean, the karma was so balanced that I don't even feel bad about the thing.
My worst house guests are just, that's different. But like, as an adult, my worst house guests are just ones, I hate it when, it annoys me when people don't pick up after themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, I've had people stay there before and they leave and then like the towels are on the bathroom floor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my worst house guests are my children.
I mean, if I'm going to pick that for sure.
I was going to say,
but as adults,
am my
like,
own.
When I go to somebody else's house, like I make the bed or fold the blankets or whatever. I put my stuff in their dishwasher if they have one.
I treat it better than I do my own.
I leave it how I found it.
Exactly.
This one, a friend of mine growing up had the worst smelling feet. They smelled like hot flesh Doritos.
If he
stayed the night, I would ask him to wrap his feet in a separate blanket, which I would then wash as soon as he left.
Just to have him wash the feet before the bed. That's like the type of person, this used to happen to me too when it was popular, in junior high or whatever, where you walk around in leather boat shoes all summer with no socks.
Right.
And your feet smell like a swamp all the time. But that's why you wash your feet.
My house guest left me a $600 bill of porn. When my husband opened the bill, he thought it was me and tracked by receiver in the house and then time and dates, and found out the friend's son was doing it when they stayed with us during Christmas break.
Oh, my God. That's so much porn.
That is a ton.
Have you ever had the house guest that has, they're staying with you, but they have like a TBD kind of time, and then they set a time like, okay, I'm going to leave on Monday, and then it's Tuesday. I had a family member do that before I moved here.
Oh, wow.
And it was over the holidays, so it was already a really busy time. I was working through the holidays on this morning show schedule. So I was waking up at 3 in a loft kind of apartment where he and his wife were sleeping on an air mattress. And so I'm tiptoeing around trying to be extra quiet. They're only supposed to stay with us through the weekend. And they stayed for an entire week.
Wow.
And every morning I'd come home, afternoon, I would come home and the air mattress was not put away. Again, it's a loft. Mm-hmm. And there were 4 grown adults there and they had a dog. And the air mattress is not put away. They don't even make it like it's an actual bed. Mm. Just stuff is everywhere. And by the end of the week, I finally looked at Stuart. We had just started living together like a couple months before that. I was like, babe, should we just get a hotel room this weekend? Like, let them have the space if they say that they're going to stay again. And thank God they came walking in. I don't know if they felt it from me or if they really needed to go.
I doubt they felt it because they were there
for a week. Oblivious.
A week. It goes from 2 days during the weekend, super easy, to 7 full days, most of them while I was working. Every day I'd come home, deflate the air mattress, fold everything up, put it right into the little space that it fit in. And I was looking at him like, you see me do this. I'm doing it right in front of you. Could you just please clean up after yourself? But it was family, so you'll...
I have no...
No, I think that went... Like, that's the worst house guest. The one who won't leave.
Yeah. And won't clean up after themselves, knowing that they're overstaying their welcome.
Yeah.
I get it. Your flight gets delayed or you need to... Weather holds you back. Totally fine. But at that point, like, clean up after yourself. Maybe even, like, come home with, like, my favorite pack of beer or something.
Like anything. Yeah. Something. Like, just, ugh.
Dylan joins us in Northeast Pennsylvania. Hi, Dylan. What was the worst house guest you had?
Hey, guys. Love the show. So about 10 years ago, I was still living with my parents, and a friend of mine became homeless. So my parents, being nice people, invited him in, and he was staying with us for a while. I get home, and I start putting stuff away, and another friend of mine who was with me that day asks where my Xbox was. Turns out, while everyone was gone from the house that day, the friend of mine who was staying with us robbed us. Stole video game consoles, games, books from my 7-year-old sister, jewelry from my parents, their change jar.
Wow.
That's a pretty bad house
guest,
man.
That is pretty bad.
Hard to imagine why that person ended up homeless.
Yeah,
just
right?
Just a 7-year-old books.
Someone who can't read super good.
That's right. Thank you, Dylan.
Was it Floyd Mayweather? 50 Cent says 50 Cent that it might
be. Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.